This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series called Under the Blood. Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And in verse 10, it says, "No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling." And there's only one way that you can enter the secret place, and that is by the blood. God was approached in the Old Testament only through the blood. And we see Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 7, and it says, "But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance." So there was only one way into the presence of God, and that was through the blood. And, you know, the high priest had a bell, and he had a rope around his ankle. And so if the sound of the bell stopped, they would pull the rope and pull him out because they couldn't go in to get him. And, you know, the holiness of God, because if he hadn't confessed all his sins, he would drop dead in the presence of God. You know, God is a holy God. So, you know, we need to have a revelation of the power of the blood to cleanse. Hebrews 12:24, "To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel." And so we can come to God through the blood, because the blood speaks over you wherever you go. If you're under the blood, you are safe. And so we see this with Balaam and Balak, even as he attempted to curse. The blood was speaking over the people of God. And the blood is speaking over your marriage, over your children, over your job. Even as you walk the street, you know, I believe the demonic world is very real, and yet they can't touch you or do you harm because you are under the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. So learn to plead the power of the blood over your life and family, and believe that you're under the protection of his precious blood. Isaiah 54 and 17, it says, "No weapon formed against you will prosper." So under the blood, we have protection. And so under the blood, we have salvation. Under the blood, we have forgiveness. Under the blood, we have peace. Under the blood, we have protection. And lastly, under the blood, we have access. Now, access is something that mankind yearns for, access to God's presence, access, you know, into heaven itself. Job chapter 9 and verse 20, and it says, "Though I were righteous, my own mouth would condemn me. Though I were blameless, it would prove me perverse." And verse 27, "If I say I will forget my complaint, I will put off my sad face and wear a smile. I'm afraid of all my sufferings. I know that you will not hold me innocent. If I am condemned, why then do I labor in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and cleanse my hands with soap, yet you will plunge me into the pit. My own clothes will abhor me." And here it's talking about the reality of man, mortal man. We have no means of access to God because we are sinners. And the Bible says your sin has separated you from your God. "For he is not a man as I am, that I may answer him, that we may go to court together. Nor is there any mediator between us who may lay his hand on us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and do not let dread of him terrify me. Then I would speak and not fear him, but it is not so with me." So Job was saying there is no mediator between us. Job was yearning for a mediator. And this is why he cries out, you know, "For I know my Redeemer lives." And, you know, God gave him that revelation or that promise of a future Redeemer. But in that chapter 9, he's speaking as a man, a natural man, separated from God. And Leviticus 2, 16 and 2, "And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron your brother not to come at all at any time into the holy place under the veil before the mercy seat which is on the ark, lest he die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. Thus Aaron shall come into the holy place with the blood of young bull as a sin offering and as a ram as a burnt offering." And so how was Aaron to come into the presence of God? Through the blood. Man has no access to God without the blood. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." We can walk right into our Father's house because of the blood. Jesus was speaking to Jews who understood protocol. They knew the only approach to God was through the blood. And this truth was buried beneath rituals, symbols, types, and shadows. And because they served a God whose presence was veiled or behind the curtain. And so in some ways we can see how when Jesus died on the cross, Mark chapter 15 recounts how the veil was torn in two. And this symbolized how the separation between God and man was removed, because under the Old Testament there was a curtain, you know, separating man from the holy presence of God. And yet that curtain, that veil was torn in two, because the veil is taken away in Christ. Why? Because through the blood, we can now come into the presence of God. We can do what was utterly impossible for natural man to do outside of the blood. Verse 14, but their minds were blinded for until this day. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 14. The veil, same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies in their hearts. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So the veil is taken away in Christ. And it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we have liberty. We have liberty from sin, from shame, from condemnation, from separation. The veil is taken away in Christ. So again, you can focus on what you can get from God or what you have to give up for God if you want. But I want to focus on what we have in Christ through his precious blood. We have him. We have his peace. We have his salvation. We have his presence. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. And it says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through him. The promises of God are ours through Jesus Christ, the presence of God, and we have access to that presence. Psalm 84 says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Amen. And for a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. And so we have this promise of being able to come into God's presence, of access his presence wherever we may be. Yes, we may have made mistakes, we may have fallen short, but we thank God that because of the blood, we can come boldly into the presence of God. Hebrews 4 and 14 says, seeing then that we've got a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, one who is in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Why is it a throne of mercy and grace? Because we're under the blood. It's a throne of grace because of the blood. I'm not perfect, and neither of you, but we have access because we're under the blood. I have a past, but under the blood, I now have a future. My yesterday no longer has power to determine my tomorrow, because it's all under the blood. I don't have it all together, but I can thank God that I can stand in his presence despite of my faults without fear or condemnation, because I'm under the blood. I can walk with him. I can talk with him. I can hear his voice. Hallelujah. I can confess my sin, come boldly before him because of the blood. And you know what? After my greatest triumph, or even after my greatest failure, ultimately, the only reason why I can come to him is because I'm under the blood. So, praise the Lord. I hope this series has encouraged you and maybe given you, you know, a greater understanding and revelation of the power of the blood. Because again, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And but I thank God that we can have boldness to come before God's presence because of the blood that he shed at the cross. And hallelujah. So verse 22 of Hebrews 10, my last verse, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an even conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let's hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for you promised is faithful. And verse 19, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. There is one way into the presence of God, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. So as I finish, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, just pray this simple prayer at me right now. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin, that you lived a perfect life, and that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home in Jesus' wonderful name. Shalom.